Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Cousins of Christ, Christianity 101, where we answer your questions, and we try to do this in 10 minutes or less. We have an interesting topic tonight. We're going to be talking about, is Satan the ruler over hell? Take it, Jeremy.
Yeah, this question came up because you'll see a lot of people, and they'll tell you, like, oh, Satan's the ruler in hell and all of his demons, and you hear people like, people that claim that have died and went to hell, they're like, oh, I went to hell and the demons were ripping me apart while Satan was laughing.
Yeah.
And there is no biblical.
That whole show, for Lucifer, that. The whole thing's based on.
Do you know where we get that, I think?
Where's that?
There were a couple of classic, it's called classic literature, Dante's Inferno and John Milton's Paradise Lost.
Yes.
Where we get this idea that Satan's like this overlord down there in hell and he's... heat up the fire on that guy. Give him 10 more lashes.
Yeah, he's the one that commands all the punishments. And, yeah. No.
But that's not true, is it, Jeremy?
No, it's not true at all. Matter of fact, hell was made for the Satan and his followers.
Who made hell?
The God.
Ooh, man.
Can I read Matthew 25?
And 41?
Verse 41?
Go for it.
To echo exactly what Jeremy just said. Then he will say to those on his left, depart from me, you cursed, into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and his angels. This is Jesus. God created hell. And if you ask my opinion, I don't think Satan's in hell right now.
No, he's not.
No.
I think he will wind up there. I think when Jesus returns, like it said here in verse 41 of Matthew 25, Satan and his followers, that's where they're headed.
Yeah,
God made that for them and for all the other people.
And I'm pretty sure we're going to reference, I know you got Revelation and stuff down here, but there's a part for him to play in Revelation.
Oh, yeah. Hell is at the end of time. It's after the last judgment.
I think Satan is still on this
great
earth
judgment.
Because we're told in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 8, that Satan's basically walking the earth looking for whom he may devour.
Yes.
And we're supposed to be on alert because that's what he's out there doing. He's trying to get us. We're also told in Revelation 12, verse 12, that Satan's time is short. So he's trying to wreak all the havoc that he can on this earth. But I don't think Satan's down there in hell right now running the show.
No. He's not. Like I said, I don't think hell opens until the great judgment anyway. Right now it's kind of just a holding place.
Okay, but tell me about this. We referenced earlier... podcast about the rich man and Lazarus.
Mm-hmm.
How at that time, even though judgment day has not come, Lazarus was in the heat down there because he wanted nothing but a drop of water from someone's finger to cool his tongue.
Yes.
So what about that? If hell ain't open for business, what's that going on?
That right there is, but they had many different names, from torment to Tartarus. It's basically Sheol, where it's divided for all the dead until they wait for judgment. It's like when paradise in Abraham's bosom, which is paradise, and then you have torment or Hades or whatever you call it for the other, waiting on the final judgment.
Now, can I ask you, is this before Christ came down? This is more of a Jewish?
I think torment is still there, personally.
Would you call that a pre-judgment? Because, like, say, if you die right now, like, say you're the rich man who died, Jesus has not returned yet, but we still know the rich man's in torment.
Yes.
So is that kind of like a little prejudgment? Like, is it already kind of predetermined?
So is this kind of where the Catholics get purgatory?
No. Yes. Purgatory, they come out of it like a Maccabees or something. I could be wrong about that. But they're saying Jesus' sacrifice on the cross, was it good enough? So we need to go down there and face a little bit more punishment.
So if you did say, cutting somebody off in traffic and giving them the finger, that may be 78 days in purgatory.
Yeah.
If you kill somebody, it might be 3,400
fines. So it's like little jail
sentences. Purgatory is not biblical. It's basically them saying, cross. We all know that cross died on when Jesus died on the cross, he died for all of our sins. Catholics are saying, yeah, he died for most of your sins, but you still got to go and clean up a little bit, be punished a little bit for what you did.
We got to purify you a little bit more.
It's not biblical, and it's...
So, can I ask another question on this? This is helping me big time.
Okay.
Where do you think Grandma's at?
I think she's
in... I mean, you think
there's... I think she's in heaven.
Right now?
Now, where was Lazarus? He was there...
That's before Christ died. Christ, when Christ died, he went down into Sheol and preached to the souls there, right, that didn't know him. There's only the ones in paradise was expecting him, Abraham, Moses. I believe that he took them all up when he went.
Okay.
Now, the souls in torment, I think they're still waiting and holding.
Is it safe for us to say that a lot of this is speculation, that we don't know absolutely for certain?
I mean, the Bible tells us that we go in there.
I think this is going to be a good topic for us to jump into a little bit further than this 10 minutes.
Oh, yeah, we will.
I think we'll have to jump into this.
Some of these will be go more than 10 minutes. It's just a quick one.
To readdress the topic, is Satan the ruler of hell? No.
No.
Satan's still on this earth. He's trying to get more people to turn away from God.
Well, I mean, in Revelations 20:10, it says, the devil who deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, mm-hmm. where the beast and the false prophet are, and yes. they will be tormented day and night forever and ever.
And what you said, they will be tormented, right?
Yes,
so
they're not
even
the
when
tormentor.
When Satan is in hell, he's not going to be running around with a pitchfork and with a throne over there.
He's not going to have a good time.
He's not going to be saying, hey, take Hitler and do this to him.
Yeah. Keep in
he's
mind,
going to be being punished too.
Yes.
Keep in mind, Revelation is a vision. Sometimes it's hard when you're reading and trying to interpret Revelation to determine what is visionary and what's actually real. But I agree. The lake of fire is for the devil and his minions, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's my answer.
Hell is a separation from God.
It is.
That's exactly what was created. They separated themselves from yes. God, and it's for the people here that were separate
okay.
them from...
Tell me what you think about this. Our preacher yesterday was talking about, he was summing up, because you had mentioned C.S.
Lewis
mm-hmm. in that version of the Bible where he has a commentary, but...
Yeah, then RSV.
As Christians, what do we often say? Thy will be done. Mm-hmm. Talking to God like in our prayers. The way C.S. Lewis paraphrased this is, if you don't do God's will on this earth, and when you go before him in judgment, God's going to tell you, thy will be done.
Yeah.
Go over there to hell.
Yeah.
Because that's what you essentially did, right? You
yeah.
did your will the whole time. So as Christians, we say, thy will be done, talking about God, take us into your hands and do us with us as you will. If you live for yourself your whole life, you're doing your own will, correct?
Mm-hmm.
So on the day of judgment, God's going to say, your will was done.
Yeah.
Go. And being with God is being with the light. And if you are not with the light, what are you, Chris?
You're in the darkness.
There you go.
There you go.
Thanks for setting up an easy one.
Yeah. But we all agree that Satan will not rule in hell. He will be punished in hell.
I think he's going to
yes.
be down there punished.
Yes.
Is what I think.
Yes.
Everything. He ain't going to be no ruler down there.
No. No.
His time is short, right?
Yes.
He ain't going to be around here long.
Good.
Yep. I think
we
should
finish it out.
Easy one to solve.
All right. We may touch on this one again.
I think we should touch on that one.
A longer one.
Yeah. So where can we be found?
Facebook, Cousins for Christ. Please give us a follow and a like. Spotify, Apple Pod, iHeartRadio, YouTube. Please give us a follow, a like, and a five stars. We would really appreciate
comments,
it so
we
much.
Appreciate it. We've had feedback and getting ideas. We get these ideas from other people, too, that we're talking about, the
yes.
Christianity 101. So
if you have
we
anything,
really appreciate that.
Yeah, please drop a comment. Text us if you know our numbers. If not, get on Facebook and say, hey, how about mentioning this?
That's right good. On.
All right. Bow our heads.
Christian, close us out.
Dear Father in heaven, we thank you for this beautiful day that you've given us. We thank you for this time that you've allowed us to come here and hopefully teach your word and do it justice, that some people may hear and it will sow a seed in them, that they may grow and they may come to a relationship with you, dear Father. Because we know that the worst thing possible, and if we're judged here, is to have a separate and be separated from you and not have a relationship and be in hell, Father. We want to spend an eternity with you and continue to grow. So we pray, dear Father, that the things that we do and say on here will help people grow and develop a relationship with you, Father. We pray, dear Father, that you will go with us, guide, guard, and direct us until the next appointed time. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.